With being a mother of three, and the mess that her children would often cause, Barb couldn't help but feel as a ball of fury every now and then. This anger had piled on the frustration of her not being able to get the promotion she had hoped for a while. On top of everything came the day-to-day sprinkles of anger, her best friend's abusive boyfriend, someone cutting her in line at the store, and seeing people daily treated differently because of their skin color or sexual orientation gave her enough powerful desire to explode in rage. Barb started reading that anger was one of the primal emotions, and a very dangerous one since it was closely linked to violence. Triggers for these emotions were multiple, such as injustice, impediment from following through an idea or goal, betrayal, someone else's anger, abandonment, or rejection. Even though anger is such a destructive emotion, it had a very useful purpose in the history as a survival asset. Barb, however, sometimes felt overwhelmed with the strength of anger that she felt. She started watching out the way that she behaved when she got angry and became more self-aware. Barb continued by taking a step back to get a better view on her emotions, check if the anger was caused by pain or someone else's anger. This helped her make sure that she was not going on a rant blaming everyone when she was just hungry, tired, stressed, or overworked. It was hard being mindful of the other person's perspective when she was angry, but slowly she got the hang of it. In the end, it was all about skillful communication and connecting with the other people genuinely. This approach helped her with times when she would get angry because of someone else's aggression towards her. Barb started calling out people who would be passive-aggressive to her, or in times when she didn't want to be lured into a hostile argument, she would simply ignore them. Barb had started to feel more compassionate and forgiving, and rarely did anything make her extremely angry anymore. By working on her aggression, she felt as if the connection she had had before, especially with her children, had grown stronger. Anger made others hostile and uncomfortable, and made them eventually want to leave. Now that Barb was more collected, she had created a safe space for her children to express themselves without fear of judgment. Conflict that is resolved with peaceful tactics is a valuable learning moment, and Barbara was more than happy for how this had strengthened her relationships and made her more brave. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to check out my website for more fun stuff.